potentially solving a cold case should never be a sad or depressing event.
This is the Veritas 7 True Crime Podcast with your host, Kurt Dillon.
This podcast is like nothing else out there. It's true crime, but we don't present that in a sad or morose kind of manner.
The Veritas 7 features the most interactive and immersive true crime podcasting experience ever imagined.
Our whole goal is engagement with our audience. That's before, during, and after we record each episode. The whole purpose of this show is to actually try and solve these crimes, and we use real police documents to do that.
Don't forget to like and subscribe, so you'll know right away when each new episode goes live.
This is the only true crime podcast I know of where the audience can actually help solve the crime. We are all about trying to solve these crimes. Our whole team is dedicated to uncovering the truth. That's where the name Veritas comes from.
Let's get into the action. Take it away, Kurt.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me, your host, Kurt Dillon, for this. The time is finally here. The verdict in the Alphabet murder case. We've come a long way. It's been a long time. We've dedicated many, many hours of research and several hours of broadcasting on this topic to bring you all the details that are involved in this case. And now, tonight, on this show, it comes to a head. Tonight, we are going to reveal what we think and what evidence leads to that conclusion. And if it is strong enough, we will be submitting that evidence to the Monroe County, New York Police Department in an effort to perhaps assist them in some way in solving this case. So that all being said, it's been a long ride on this episode. It's kind of like having a child leave the house and move off to college when we're getting ready to close the door on this chapter of the show. But it's been a long time coming, and it needs to get there. We need to finally have some closure on this case, and we also need to have some closure on this episode. So, without any further ado, sit back, hold on, stand by, we're almost there. This is it, the verdict of the Alphabet murders, right here on the Veritas 7. Because Veritas means truth, and the final truth starts now.
I can't believe the price of dog food is getting outrageous. And if I want to save a few bucks, I have to carry a 50-pound bag of kibble up the stairs into my apartment. There has to be a better way.
There is. I'm so glad you said something. You poor thing, we've been using TummyTimePetSupplies.com for over a year now.
Tummy Time Pet Supplies? What's that?
TummyTimePetSupplies.com. They have all the major brands and most smaller brands as well. In fact, we not only get all of our dog and cat supplies there, but they also have everything we need for Brett's chinchilla, Ashley's ferrets, Haley's iguana, and even Jordan's pet tarantula.
Wow, they sell all that?
And more. But what's best about TummyTimePetSupplies.com is that they ship everything through Amazon Fulfillment. That means that everything you order gets delivered right to your door, and if you're an Amazon Prime customer, shipping is almost always free.
That really sounds incredible, but I bet it's super expensive. Mark just got laid off and I can't afford all those special conveniences for a while.
Nonsense. In fact, Tummy Time offers some of the most reasonable prices anywhere. You really have to be a whiz and coupon shopping to beat their everyday prices, and when they run sales, forget about it.
I can't believe it, an incredible selection, great prices, and right to your door service. So what do you think?
I think the next time I buy anything for my pets, I'm going to TummyTimePetSupplies.com.
I think that's a very wise choice.
Me too.
That's right. For all your pet needs, it's TummyTimePetSupplies.com. Remember TummyTimePetSupplies.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me, your host, Kurt Dillon, for this, the final culminating experience, the verdict episode of the Alphabet murders. Finally, at long last, about 8 hours worth of content. We've gone over this case. We've dug into all of the nitty gritty. And tonight we are going to render our verdict. Earlier, you listened to the episode where we made our recommendations and I posited who I believed was the suspects which should have probable cause to get indictments on. That is, in the case of Carmen Colon, I believe there's definitely enough probable cause in what we have to indict him. And also, in as far as the other two girls, Wanda Walkowitz and Michelle Maenza, I absolutely believe that Theodore F. Given is the primary suspect in that. So tonight we are going to take a couple minutes and we are going to just, you know, recap the girls died between 1971 and 1973. All three of them were savagely raped and strangled. Carmen was strangled with bare hands, looking face to face with her killer. And the other two girls were garroted, basically ligature strangulation from behind. There are some nuances with the cases that are similar, but I personally believe, and most of us, if I remember correctly, also believed that there are more differences than there are similarities, particularly between the case of Carmen and the other two girls. Again, the other two girls we know are connected. They were killed by the same person. We know that. We don't know that as far as Carmen is concerned, although, as we mentioned in the last chapter, the authorities said that they are convinced that there is only one killer and that they're connected, but they have not released the evidence that they have that links the three cases for some reason that only they know after 50 years. When you're 5 days into an investigation, I could see that strategy being effective. Half a century later, probably not so much. Now it's probably the time to share everything you got with the public, considering the killer is probably dead or very close to dead. Even if the killer was in their mid to late 20s at the time of the murders, 1971, they'd be pushing 80 now. If they're a serial killer, they probably don't live a very wholesome and healthy lifestyle. So it would be a stretch just to even imagine that they're still alive at this point. But if they are, again, why hold anything back at this point? There's really no reason to. All that being said, we have our panel here with us tonight. We're getting ready to vote here in a couple of minutes. Do any of you folks have anything else you want to weigh in on this?
No. Nope.
I have no tittering bits.
All concur.
Yeah.
All right. So in the earlier episode, I nominated Carmen Colon's uncle, Miguel Colon, as her murderer. And Theodore F. Given as the probable murderers of Wanda Walkowitz and Michelle Maenza. We have with us today myself, we have Kat Dahman, we have Steph Clark, we have April Hill, Matt Sloniker, Dorian Lassiter, and Brooklyn Lassiter. And we are about to vote the cast of seven on if we think there's enough evidence to indict or not to indict those two men as we put it out. So without any further ado, April, in the case of Miguel Colon, indicted or not indicted?
I say with Miguel Colon, indicted.
All right. And in the murders of Michelle Maenza and Wanda Walkowitz, as far as Theodore F. Given, do you vote indicted or not indicted?
100% indicted.
Okay. All right. So that's one. Let's go with Kat. Kat, what do you think? In the case of Carmen Colon, you believe Miguel Colon is indicted or unindicted?
I'm going to have to go with indicted.
All right. And in the case of Wanda Walkowitz and Michelle Maenza, do you feel that Theodore F. Given indicted or not indicted?
Definitely indicted.
Okay. And now, as far as Matt Sloniker. In the case of Carmen Colon, we have Miguel Colon. Do you find him indicted or not indicted?
I would like to posthumously indict Miguel Colon for the murder of Carmen Colon.
All right. And in the case of Wanda Walkowitz and Michelle Maenza, do you find or F. Given to be indicted or not indicted?
Theodore F. Givens needs to be indicted for the murders of Michelle and Wanda.
Outstanding. All right. Steph, in the case of Carmen Colon, do you find Miguel Colon to be indicted or not indicted?
Indicted.
And in the case of Wanda Walkowitz and Michelle Maenza, do you find Theodore F. Given to be indicted or not indicted?
Definitely indicted.
Outstanding. All right. Brooklyn Lassiter, in the case of Carmen Colon, do you find Miguel Colon to be indicted or not indicted?
Definitely indicted. And in the case of Wanda Walkowitz and Michelle Mayenza, do you find Theodore F. Given to be indicted or not indicted?
Indicted.
Dorian Lassiter, in the case of Carmen Colon, do you find Miguel Colon posthumously indicted or not indicted?
Hi there, mates. I'd like to indict him.
In the case of Michelle Mayenza and Wanda Walkowitz, do you find Theodore F. Given to be indicted or not indicted?
Once again, he's definitely indicted.
And last but not least is myself, Kurt Dillon. I find Miguel Colon to be indicted posthumously, and I also find Theodore F. Given to be indicted. So you have, there you have it, a unanimous verdict. All seven of us in attendance and the roundtable find unanimously that there is enough evidence and probable cause to find that Miguel Colon did in fact kill Carmen Colon, his niece, and Theodore F. Given did in fact end the life of Wanda Walkowitz and Michelle Mayenza. Folks, that's it. That's going to do it and wrap up this Alphabet murder case. Put a lot of stuff out here for this. It was a really great case, really great episode. It's horrible that in a half a century they have not been able to resolve this yet. We do have one more 30-minute show that's going to air after this. It's basically just me in an episode that we refer to as Kurt Rants, where I'm just going to summarize everything that we went over in this case and give my last little rant on how this case could have been handled differently and some areas that I think that could still be done. We get some closure in this case, and most of the principals and the people in this case are dead, other than Carmen's sister and a couple of the other family members, distant family members of these girls. But it would be really great if we could at least identify who did it. Might be too late to seek punishment for anybody, but it would be really great if we could at least say that we figured it out and that we actually got the people that were responsible blamed for it.
I can't believe the price of dog food is getting outrageous. And if I want to save a few bucks, I have to carry a 50-pound bag of kibble up the stairs into my apartment. There has to be a better way.
There is. I'm so glad you said something. You poor thing, we've been using TummyTimePetSupplies.com for over a year now.
Tummy Time Pet Supplies? What's that?
TummyTimePetSupplies.com. They have all the major brands and most smaller brands as well. In fact, we not only get all of our dog and cat supplies there, but they also have everything we need for Brett's chinchilla, Ashley's ferrets, Haley's iguana, and even Jordan's pet tarantula.
Wow, they sell all that?
And more. But what's best about TummyTimePetSupplies.com is that they ship everything through Amazon Fulfillment. That means that everything you order gets delivered right to your door, and if you're an Amazon Prime customer, shipping is almost always free.
That really sounds incredible, but I bet it's super expensive. Mark just got laid off and I can't afford all those special conveniences for a while. Nonsense. In fact, Tummy Time offers some of the most reasonable prices anywhere. You really have to be a whiz and coupon shopping to beat their everyday prices, and when they run sales, forget about it.
I can't believe it, an incredible selection, great prices, and right to your door service. So what do you think?
I think the next time I buy anything for my pets, I'm going to TummyTimePetSupplies.com.
I think that's a very wise choice.
Me too.
That's right. For all your pet needs, it's TummyTimePetSupplies.com. Remember TummyTimePetSupplies.com.
So, with all of that being said, for all of us here at the Veritas 7, thank you for tuning in for this, the conclusion of the Veritas 7 presentation of the Alphabet murder case. We appreciate you being here. Please remember to like, rate, and subscribe to the show if you liked what you heard, and look forward to presenting you the next case coming on down the pipeline. Thank you again. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
So turn the car around and leave. Meet me underneath the tree inside the valley that we made. And with our hands we'll make the best of the life that we have left. And we will never say goodbye. Time Turn the car around and leave. Meet me underneath the tree inside the valley that we made. And with our hands we'll make the best of the life that we have left. And we will never say goodbye. And if we do, we'll meet again, knowing love was heaven sent. And I've never felt this way.